Hey, what's up, Star Tribe? Just wanted to do this quick video about a topic that I've known for about 15 years and I was involved with and learned a lot about. And I really want to talk to all my Star Brothers and Star Sisters out there that also involved in this. So please watch the video to the end. Also subscribe to our channel, like, comment, it helps us get out there and get the word out there. So as you see the title of the headlines, I'm going to talk a little bit about the RV, right? The Dinar RV. So I had my awakening in 2010, and I had a radio show called Starseed Radio and interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people over the world. You could check them out on YouTube and iTunes and things like that. And I learned about the Dinar back 2010, 2011, and I bought some, of course. And it was really great. And I followed it for like a year, and I thought like it was going to happen. And the people that were giving the intel were always relating all the news and stories to it, right? Like Iraq borders got shut down. The president flew to Iraq and it's gonna happen. And it was always relating the news. No matter what happened in the news, they related it to what is going on with the RV, with the dinar, and also with the dong from Vietnam, which I'll get into as well. And another thing that came up over the years of interviewing all these people, all the big names from all over the world, the Eisenhowers and the Foster Gambles and Don Miguel Ruiz and Alex Gray and all these amazing people and hundreds of people. I learned about also Nizara and Jizara, and I researched that as well. And for a while, I was like, yeah, that sounds legit. Like, this is why this happened, and this is why maybe that happened. But at the end of the day, I'm a realist, and I was growing up like street smart. I didn't go to school. I dropped out of school in high school. I never did homework. I was on the streets. I was homeless twice. I grew up, selling things. I'm sure you can guess what. And then moved to New York when I was 19 and lived there for 7 years. And New York really grew me up, So I covered the school of hard knocks. And what I realized when I woke up in 2010, I moved to Black Mountain right outside Asheville, North Carolina, and there's a big spiritual community there. There's a lot of people in the spiritual community are not too business savvy, and I don't mean that in judgment, it's the truth. And I've had six successful businesses. I've worked for a lot of companies. I have quantumcollective.world right now, where I help people get their businesses out there. I've had offices in like six different countries. I've traveled to over 50 countries. I've lived in a few of them, pretty well-rounded. When I started researching a lot of this stuff, and diving into it, it sounds really good, and you want to believe it because there's so much bad going on in the world, right? But what I w learned over the years is this: it's a scam. It's a scam, and I'll tell you why. And I'll just start with common sense. Let's back up. Do you believe, or do you actually think, that whatever they're going to happen, Jazara, the RV, the Dong, whatever that is, do you really believe that they're going to give you blood money? I mean, the dollar is blood money. It literally has the pyramid, the all-seeing eye. We all know it's fiat currency. It's backed by nothing, right? Do you think the Archangel Michael Fund and all these stories that they tell you are going to actually give you millions of dollars, that you're going to take part in the blood money, that they do sacrifices and they get the money, the power, and the greed over the almighty dollar, and now they're going to distribute that blood money to the spiritual people? I mean, think about it. And I know I may be shattering some realities right here, but the abundance comes from within. I had people I just called like literally a few months ago. I've known them for 15 years. I called them up, hey, how's it going? They're like, Star bro, Star sister, how are you? Good. How's everything going? Oh, we're waiting for the RV to happen. That was 6 months ago. And they're like, it's gonna happen this month. We've been waiting around. They've been waiting 14 years. So what happens in those 14 years? You're not doing your shadow work, you're not going within, you're not growing food. You're not learning your skills. And I know a lot of people like this. So I'm talking to you, my spiritual brothers and sisters. They can match all the news in the world. They're going to say right now, it's the banks. The banks are happening and had ties to Jeffrey Epstein. I can see it now. I know it. And this is what it's tied into, the digital ID. You know, the negative alien agenda that have been planning this for literally thousands of years, but they had to wait for the technology to get like this. They had to wait for the vaccine. They had to wait for all this stuff to get to a certain point. They've been planning this for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. You don't think that they also embedded a way to trick all of you, the spiritual community, to walking right into your bank and getting a digital ID and a digital wallet? Because you now believe that because of the dinar or the dong or nazar and jazar, you have to register with your bank. And I heard like as Wells Fargo. And I remember on the calls, they used to tell us, like, you got to wear a fanny pack so no one knows you have all this money because they may track you down. And you got to get your list together of all your projects and you got to submit your projects. And you can't spend your money on certain things. Do you believe that with the quantum financial system, they use the word quantum to get everybody, that's gonna, mean anything when it comes to how you spend your money and how you track it, and oh, it's gonna be backed by blockchain. Like, that's what we want to get off of. We have to get back to the basics of bartering, of growing your food, of knowing how to live off the land. This system is coming down. This is and the spiritual community, I'm sorry, a lot of you, a lot of them, and I love you, brothers and sisters, but listen to what I'm saying. It's giving your power away. You're thinking that you're gonna have these dinars. Here's some dinars, right? You're thinking that because of this dinar, that they're gonna give you a 1-to-1 ratio, and this is even worth 10,000, or they tell you sometimes 8-to-1, $80,000, and that you're gonna take this and cash it in for more blood money. This war was over blood. This war was over the sacred sites, the stargates in Iraq. This war goes deep. It's not about the RV. I mean, you're not going to get this. You're not going to get blood money to then go do good in the world. The good comes from within. The good in the world comes from within. You change yourself inward, outward, and changes the world around you. It's not going to happen like this. They're going to keep gaslighting you and gaslighting you and gaslighting you. And you're literally going to walk into a Wells Fargo and sign up for a wallet and a digital ID because you think that's how you're going to get your money from this. Now, I bought this like 14 years ago, right? From, what is it, dinartrade.com, right? And I went to the website just before I did this video just to prove another point. The website's down. It's not even up anymore. Another friend was sending me an email a few months ago, and it was like another, it was a marketing company. The dinar trader, whatever it was a marketing company. A marketing company is selling you the currency. And then I had another one, nonmoney.com, right? For the dong. I went to that website. It's down. The website's available for sale. If these websites were legit, if this money was legit, these websites would still be up because I know a lot of people that bought this money 14 years ago and the website's down. They took that money and ran. Literally, this certificate of authenticity that they sent me means nothing. It means nothing. Seriously, the company, look, this does not mean anything. This is not worth anything. The money is within. The gold is within. Please, if you know people. And a lot of people in the spiritual community have this stuff and they believe that it's going to happen this month and then it's next month and then it's next month and now it's the banks and now it's Epstein was tied to this. It's a scam. They don't want you focusing on the food that's running out. They don't want you focusing on getting your own land and growing your own seeds and getting all your projects together. I would bet that the elites are literally ha. And they're sending us all their projects. Ah, they think we're gonna fund them. Like, literally, I know people that are doing business plans that are like hippies, thinking that they're gonna submit their business plans and they're gonna get like millions of dollars because they got some of this funny money, this BS. So please snap out of it. We need Joan. I'm here to ground things out and really do things. And people that know me, that know Jonah Bolt, know I do things. And let me tell you, it's a scam. We're here to ground things out, the ground crew. Okay? You're not going to get blood money to go do good in the world. It doesn't work like that. It's not going to work like that. The angels are not going to support you getting the blood money. Okay? So I'm sorry to burst some people's bubbles, but I gotta speak the truth because I'm tired of hearing it from people. It's so frustrating to hear my brothers and sisters that have been duped by this scam. These companies aren't even open anymore. This certificate of authenticity doesn't mean anything. You can't even find this company. And everybody 15 years ago was telling me, get the dinar, get the dollar, blah, 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 blah. And then they closed down. It's a typical corporation, an LLC. You have business for a few years, you close down, you change the name. Hello? So this message is with all the love of my heart. Please snap out of the funny money, Nazara Jazara. And don't tell me, oh, it was because they were going to announce it on 9/11. They were going to announce the big announcement on the morning of 9/11. That's why they did the Trade Center and all the gold that they stole was the money, was the gold for the gold-backed money they were going to do. Seriously. Seriously. Those buildings came down for the war on terror. Those buildings came down for a much bigger agenda to fund the war machine. It did not come down because of this. And if you don't think that 100, 500 years ago that these negative ETs and these Bilderbergs and these Illuminati didn't know to make stuff like this up so that these last 100 years, people like you and me would fall for it. And I fell for it hard. I literally was calling realtors. I was calling the banks 15 years ago. And the bank manager was like, yeah, we heard about it. Yeah, we heard about it. Yeah, we heard about it. Yeah, they announced the rate. They put it up and they took it down. This is what they told me 15 years ago. You hear what I'm saying? 15. Yep. Oh, it came up for like a day and then it went back out again. It was a one-to-one. Yeah, the bank manager. Yeah, It's unbelievable how bad they got you in this. I grew up on the streets. I know a scam. I grew up on the streets of New York. Okay? I've done a lot of shady things and I've put out a lot of light. You can't put out all that light unless you go through a lot of darkness. And let me tell you, this is the dark money. This is blood money. It's not going to happen like this. You're not going to build new earth like this. You're not going to submit your projects and get the blood money to do it. It's common sense. And like the saying goes, common sense is not so common. I get it, but like, and I'm not trying to put you down because you fell for it. But snap out of it. Do the inner work. Do the shadow work. What you think because you're going to get this money and you still haven't done any shadow work and looked at all the shit you've been through and all the bad things that have happened to you. You never even worked through that. And now you're going to get money to go do projects around the world when you haven't even done the work. Contact me on quantumcollective.world or go to jonahbolt.com. You know, I want to help you. We got some really good, you know, supplements and medicines to help you get your mind off this stuff. Start healing. Heal within. You need help on how to do shadow work? Contact me. Contact us. Me and Ariana, we're here. Star Tribe. Hello. Please get this message out to as many people as you can in the spiritual community. 'Cause this stuff is just aggravating to me. It's getting me upset. You know, and I'm trying to balance, you know, but none of it's a journey. I do the best I can. But sometimes I just like lose it. I just like I just like how to do this video to just snap people like out of it. It's not gonna happen like this. I'm sorry. Nazara, Jazara, and Kennedy and the 9/11. Like it's a story. It's a story to gaslight you to believe that to sit around and do nothing. Because the people that I know that I've been calling and hey, oh, we're waiting for the RV. Hello, it's been 15 years. Oh no, but I just talked to my bank manager and they know about it. Oh, and I just talked to the oh, the banks just went down. The bank and that was tied to this, and that's it. And they're gonna send anyone to Guantanamo. Everyone's going to Guantanamo, and they're gonna hang them. And they already killed and executed a lot of them. But those are just the clones, and like all these stories that they're telling you. Like seriously, do you think that the elites and the Illuminati and the Bilderbergs, do you think they really care if the whole world knows who they are? Because back in the day, everybody knew. Everybody knew who Dracula was in the castle. Everybody knew that this one sacrificed this. Everybody knew that stuff. It wasn't some taboo thing. Right now, the gloves are off. The devil's out. The demons are out. This is it. This is the spiritual battle. So get your armor on. Get armor up. Don't sit around and wait for this. Got to be growing food right now, getting seeds, learning stuff. I'm gonna put out even more videos like this because I could see, you know, I've been under the radar for the last few years, some Starseed Radio. I need to come back because this, it's just like it's so obvious. And I'm gonna get into Q as well, because the whole Q thing, the QAnon thing is a scam too. Freaking scam. So I love y'all. Pass the video along, subscribe to the channel so you get more of my videos. Like it, leave comments, I'll get back to you. And listen, the healing comes from within, the abundance is from within. You can manifest everything from within. That's what you need to do. Do the inner work. That's the gold. That's the diamonds. That's the money. It's not external. It's not. I love y'all. Jonah Bull out.